Welcome, friends, to the Dice Bar Gaming Podcast, an actual play tabletop role-playing game that uses the Pathfinder 1E rule set, an epic story that takes place in the dark fantasy world of Melhoran. Our heroes' trials and tribulations will have them brought face-to-face with demons, devils, angry spirits, the occult, and more. Brought together by mysterious circumstances that leaves them with more questions than answers, and an ever-present dark force that seems to be lurking in the shadows, forever seeking them. Hope you enjoy the show.
Oh night, by the faint firelight, come the fallen terrors to the gone ones' delight. O terrors, stretch your ropes till they swing, while all turns to dust for the end it will bring. O terrors, through the wailing and weeping, we see you with our burning bones and skin seeping. O terrors, can any know your master's desire? For none will live to see through your black fire.
We're back.
This is
hey, friends.
Hey, Martin.
Welcome to another recording of the Dice Bar Gaming Podcast, where I'm going to murder every one of you.
That's what you said last round,
and
we survived.
I try. I'm going to keep trying.
Yes.
I reach for a book, and then I'll fall on my head.
Welcome back to the Dice Bar Gaming Podcast, where Marty's dreams have been failed every time he says, "I'm going to kill you." So now it's going to happen with Dayrak.
While me and Bobby take another nap.
With a quick recap, not much to recap other than a lot of role play and
much talking.
a lot of talking with a very let's say a zero personality.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun for me.
I bet Derek can carry the scene. I was wrong.
I'm like, why is he doing this to me? I haven't been mean to him lately.
Made this happen. You did this in the first place.
Yeah.
This is all your fault.
So, yeah, for
what
all
did
of
they
you,
say about beds.
Yeah, true. I was expecting to talk to someone other than a machine. I am a robot. Thank you for asking me questions.
Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
It's only just a little more or less personality than you have now. So what's the difference?
Fair enough.
Burn.
What does that say about you?
I got a lot of personality. I make everybody laugh.
What, with the dad jokes?
Everything.
That's laughing at you. That's not the same.
Oh, no. You laugh with me.
Well... So you met a very interesting, I would say interesting as in like you're interesting to talk to, but interesting like, huh.
Yeah, I mean, sure it's interesting. Kind of it's just like, I was just like, every time I would fail to ask a question, it's just, I'm like, how does this conversation work? It's entirely one-sided.
She showed you a vision, which was interesting the way she did it. No magic or anything like that. Just kind of put it in your head.
Psionicist or mind wizard.
You know you can revisit that memory too, almost perfectly as well, okay. Which is weird. It's kind of burned in there now.
You were the little girl there. That's how you remember it.
But with all that said and done, we learned a few things, and then at the very end, bam, 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 Devlin is a twin or something.
Or no. He's not dead or something.
Someone stole my father's face.
But find out, I guess, now.
Yeah.
It's time to play.
Yeah.
Time to play.
We're going to find out next time on Dice Bar Gaming Pod.
See you next week.
That happens.
And now, we switch back to Beth Moore and the other two idiots. Let's keep this cliffhanger going. The suspense is now killing us.
It's going to be five episodes before we get back to Alistair and Devlin.
See you next week. All right. So you're sitting in the study. Feel your... Probably got a fly flew in your mouth because your mouth is just agape as you're staring at him and he's looking back at you.
Like, is there any recollection?
Why do you want to interrupt me when I don't even get a chance?
I am trying to like know what I am seeing.
Can I,
like, you,
can
you're
I
tell,
finish?
You're
can,
telling me what I'm doing, so yeah,
can
I want to know
can
what...
I finish?
What,
can I finish?
What, no,
can I finish?
No. Obviously.
All right, Bobby and Wes.
This is bullshit.
It is bullshit. Someone can't wait for the information to be given to him before he starts asking the questions.
Yeah, you're staring at him for a moment, and he doesn't look... No surprise on his face as he looks at you. However, you do read recognition as he smiles. Alistair, it's good to see you again.
You as well. So, Devlin was your name?
No. He sighs and he puts down his things. Takes off his traveling gloves. Looks like he's been riding.
I have scant memories from that time. And
what do you remember? As he turns around.
Blah, 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 blah.
Like, I see. Not a lot of your memories have returned. He nods, pulls out a little book, starts writing it. Closes it, puts it back. Well, you're here now. As he looks at her for a moment. Teva, have you been entertaining our guest? I have, Father. Good.
Like, have you really? Because I feel like I've been entertaining you.
She is very...
She's very
preoccupied and not even looking at the book. I would like you to put that puzzle down for the moment, Teva. Go get changed. He nods at her for a moment. She looks up at him and then sighs and leaves. She doesn't know much about... our past. And you don't remember much either. It's unfortunate. Wasn't sure how much you would remember. Though you might remember more than when I woke up.
So, a similar thing happened to you.
Mm.
How long did it take your memories to return?
They haven't fully returned. And you woke up with others. My son, and I've heard of a paladin I've never met.
And Beth Mora, she traveled with us, a guide.
I remember her. Spoke to her once or twice, but I don't know much more than that. It's good to see you.
It's good to be seen, I suppose.
Look forward to our talks again.
Yes. The Paladin is from the realm of monsters. Could you...
Curious.
Is there any connection? What was the land we were traveling to, the flat rock plains, I guess. There was a stairway leading down.
Hmm.
That was the last memory I had. Could it be connected somehow?
I don't know. I was left instructions. Were you?
No.
Hmm.
Although, we did find... I don't know if I would have brought the crown and such with me.
You don't carry that stuff?
Yeah.
But you don't even carry the book, actually.
I carried the book because I thought I might be able to find something here. You said get a big library, so the book was carried.
I was left certain instructions, a new name, though to keep my last. I'm not sure exactly why. Plenty of money to buy this home and furnish it, to come to this backwater town, and await.
And the girl?
She was also left to me, to care for. I have not had much contact with anything else other than that. Left to my own means. So, Naturally, when I heard about these murders in town, piqued my interest. With nothing else to do, I threw myself into that and to make some side money as the town's apothecary. I was given instructions to help the group that would come to town, and I would know who they are when I found them, or when they came. I didn't know what that meant at the time. Then when I heard the names of the keepers, I knew it was you immediately. I had to head to Tugrum, to the bank there. I had a safety box that was left for your group to open together. I've retrieved it, but you're not together, obviously. Where is my son?
Dealing with a matter... dealing with a matter with some woodcutters. Like on the edge of the dark forest.
The ones cutting from the forbidden forest.
Yes.
Ugh. The place is dangerous.
He's quite capable.
Hmm.
Chastising.
We'll await their return then. Do you know when they're due back?
As long as they're quick, hopefully within the next day.
Okay. I am going to go change. Bathe, and I'll be back down. You can have some wine. You like the red, if I remember. And we will get to whatever we need to get to.
All right.
We have much to do. My cart is finally moving after staying unhitched for so long. It's exciting, and to see you and my son again. Though it feels strange, does it not?
It does.
I felt like we were close, but I'm not feeling it so much right now.
Well,
maybe yes. We don't have all the memories we're supposed to have.
Yeah, it's like knowing someone, but not knowing why you know them.
Yes. Hmm. He's going to leave, and he goes, one thing has been nagging me about the memories. Do they feel... the return feel purposeful to you?
Yes.
I knew it. And he's like walking off, go upstairs, change and stuff. Like, don't say that. I was like...
I don't think he'd mind. I'll put the books back where I find them. So, I'm going to peruse.
You see Chimerian skipping back into the room. Like, la-di-da skipping.
Gotcha. She changed for bed? What did he mean by change?
She is now wearing, like, rider's leathers, like she's going to go on a ride, like a horseback ride. Her hair is up in two pigtail ponytails.
Gotcha.
And got a big old smile on her face.
Okay.
Oh, hey!
Hello.
Nice to meet ya.
You as well.
She crosses and holds her hand out to you.
Silky. Sorry?
Silky.
Nice to meet you, Silky.
Nice to meet you. She's still holding your hand.
she's giving me bedroom eyes?
Yeah. Got big old lashes and a lot of makeup on.
Oh, man.
Hi.
The hot to crazy ratio is worse than half. Because I know she's got multiple personalities at this point.
Or she got a twin sister, one of the two. Or she's fucking with you.
That's a possibility, too. But all of these things make her... I'm just... you didn't give me an actor, so how actually attractive is she?
Give me a perception check.
It's an 11. Because that's what... zero is what I got.
She has... It was a 10, because it is obvious. She has brown eyes.
She has brown eyes, okay. Mm-hmm. And the other one?
Crystal blue. Yeah, it's dark brown eyes you can get lost in. All right. This one's definitely, the other one was very statuesque and not warming or inviting at all. Silky is very attractive.
All right, well, I kiss her hand and say it's a pleasure to meet you, Silky.
She's keeping her hand kind of pressed against your lips for long.
For an uncomfortable time.
What brings you here?
Research.
Researching what?
Little of this, little of that. Mm. Did you just get in with your father, or?
Oh, I've sort of been here, yeah.
Okay. Not been.
It is nice seeing you.
I suppose it is nice to be seen.
Looking at you this whole time. Just, just sop you up with a biscuit. She's all close to you and stuff. Really uncomfortably close.
Like, if I had just met the robot twin, like, this wouldn't be nearly as, like, I might, or, you know what, if it wasn't, like, my friend and also Yuri's father's, like, adopted daughter, I would probably be more forward. I'm just, like, kind of worried he's going to show up and be like, Alistair!
Come, sit with me a little bit.
All right.
There's always closets, sir.
Lead her to a chair and sit her down.
Can I get you a drink? None of that tea shit. Something hard.
I believe your father is bringing back some wine.
Rolls her eyes. I said hard. It's a yes or no question, Alistair. Feel you know your answer.
Certainly.
I'll be right back. Give me a wink and skips off out of that room.
He doesn't know how to handle a forceful woman.
No, I'm usually the aggressor.
How do you like to have the roles changed?
Yeah. You hear a few moments of her like, do you like the dark stuff or the clear?
Whatever you have that's aged properly.
Right. Some of the dark stuff?
Sure.
It leads to some good fucking.
You look, there's going to be some kind of foreign substance in my drink. That
drink
is
this, no questions asked, all right?
No, there is. It's like, here, take this bit. What's retinol? Don't worry about it.
Alistair, you're kind of like sitting there like, whoa, I don't know what to do. Yeah. I'm the weirdest boner right now. And you hear a tray and glass all of a sudden shatter at once, followed by silence. And then, you know, your head snaps to where the open door where the kitchen leads to, and the lights in the kitchen go out.
I cast light on the coin, throw it into the kitchen.
Ting. You throw it in there. Ting. Yeah.
Silky, prepare to cast a spell. If somebody on towards comes out.
You hear nothing.
I'm heading that direction.
You're to the door. Poke your head in there. You see glass on the ground and a tray on the floor. Nothing else. Huge-ass kitchen.
And it's well lit by the coin, right?
Yeah.
Like, is there a window in here that's busted out or anything like that? Or
spot.
10. I see the obvious things.
So, obvious thing. You're watching about a good 30 seconds, looking around. You smell wood burning. Like, not the burning of a fire, like in a fireplace, but like with the type of burning you have when like carpet and other materials are involved.
All right. I draw my sword. Where do I smell that from?
It's just in the air right now in this room.
Is there any smoke coming from any of the doorways?
You see beyond the kitchen into the next hallway, you see smoke starting to billow out a little bit.
Head in there.
Spot again.
17 this time.
You see the back door kind of opening with a figure leaving with somebody over his shoulder. And then it's gone. It's like it was a moment.
Well, I'll run over there.
Okay.
Try and get a glimpse of them again.
does. It does. I don't know why I'm going to ask this number of you. It hits you.
Okay.
Your AC's, I know,
very
below,
low.
Below
yeah.
20. Yeah. There's the just hit me deal.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just seeing all the sneak attack that you're going to roll. I don't know that I'm necessarily flat-footed, but you know what?
Fortitude save.
14 plus...
You're looking four? At that. You're looking
well,
at
I'm looking at more. Yeah. 14 plus 2, so 16.
You feel... your foot... I can't even say you feel pain. You feel a nick behind your foot.
Uh-huh.
And you just flop, like, in mid, like, you're planting your foot, you go down like a fucking ass shit of potatoes. Boom! As all strength in your foot, like, drains away. And you hit the ground hard, taking 21 points of damage.
Okay. Well, like...
You look down at your foot immediately.
Are we playing by massive damage? Because that's, like, better than two-thirds of my hit points.
No, we're good.
Okay.
It wasn't a lethal blow, anyway. But you know what? With the massive damage rule, give me another fortitude save.
15 plus 2, so 17. Or no, that's base 16, so 18.
You do not pass out. However, your head is swimming. You look down at your foot. You see blood just gushing out from behind it. You have been hamstringed.
Ow.
Feel a weight on your chest and a blade to your throat.
Hello, Alistair.
LaRoche's face swimming in your view, and you see kind of fire, like, runs along the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Kind of above him, and you see him looking at you.
There, there. It's not lethal. You're going to be going on a trip with us, my friend.
I like trips.
Hope you like manners, too. You got them.
Not a boss.
I'll take the father. Lady, you got him. Right.
And
we'll see you soon, my friend.
Yeah.
And you go black.
All right.
You feel the heat on your face. You feel you're being, you know, you're just swimming, right,
mm-hmm.
Alistair? Your ears are ringing. Your foot has gone numb by this point. And you hear, like, conversation, like, raised voices. And then you feel cold, wet mud on your face. This kind of brings you a little bit, too, as you see something right in front of you, like another face. In the mud. And with one eye, you're looking almost, I can almost like smell the mud, the water kind of in your mouth a little bit. You're on a street or something somewhere. You're near the fire because there's a roaring light just in your peripheral. And you look and you just see dead eyes looking at you, back at you. And it's Lady, my lady. Blood coming out of her nose and her ears. And you feel yourself.
Like nobody picks me up, or like
whoever's dragging you is.
Try and look up.
Your head again is still swimming. And you see. So through your swimming vision, you see a woman, not of a big build at all, like half elf, dirty blonde hair. Kind of unkempt, a wild look about her. She's wearing a dress, but it's all in tatters. And it looks like at one time it was a nice dress. She's got a knife in her mouth, and you feel yourself being dragged away from fire, and the heat of it's like lessening and lessening, and it gets quieter and quieter.
Nice.
Quieter and quieter as you're being dragged, and you think into some sort of alley or something.
Gotcha.
Hold still. Much choice. Whatever you want to say.
I can't move very much. I reach up and I pull a leaf out of her hair. And I'm just going to stare at it.
She goes, she's messing with your pants. She's like... pulls out your belt. And you feel it like being wrapped around your bottom of your leg. It's a pressure on your leg.
Not what I expected.
As you feel the pressure being put around your calf very tight as she puts the belt in. Looks like she has a something that she's turning it with and hurts a lot for a moment and then it kind of dissipates.
It's pretty numb down there.
Are you okay?
Do you know how to use this? I'm holding up a wand.
No.
She stuffs in the snow.
Listen.
She's hitting your cheek.
This would be easier if you knew how to use that.
I don't, okay?
Okay.
Listen, this is important. I have to get back. Listen, pay attention. I have to get back before they do, or it would be very suspicious. Do you understand?
Okay.
They're heading back to the manor with your friends. I cannot stop that. But they will, if I am found missing, and Lady now gone, suspicions will arise. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. I have to leave you here in the snow. I am sorry. I will find you soon, after things have settled down a little bit. Lick your wounds. Hopefully your friends will be back soon. Otherwise you're going to have to crawl out of here. Understand? Hey.
Yeah.
If you asked, you killed Lady. It's important. Or someone else. But not who.
I don't...
Not me.
Oh, not you.
Not me.
Who are you?
Good.
Oh. And she slaps you one more time.
You're not going to die.
And she leaves you.
All right, I try and prop myself up. Take the wand. I sleep for a bit, and then when I wake up, I try and fix the...
The memory you have of your blood going out, that wound, is amazing. You were like, jeez. Like, it, like, like the way it came out, like, you got lightheaded almost immediately just from blood loss. Like, he hit something major down there. You want to hit yourself? You want to use magic device and use it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first time it does not work.
All right.
Maybe I don't know how to use this. Oh, wow. Don't know how to use this. Okay. Wow. I am rolling.
This uses charges, right? Every time?
I don't think so.
Then why? It doesn't use charges?
It uses
all right, you know what?
It uses an action.
So roleplay wise, you fail a few times.
I fail.
And it eventually works.
Probably
if there's no
quite
like,
a few
penalty
times
to it not working, and then it eventually works.
Yeah.
Because it's almost
not,
like he
you're not
he
activating it otherwise. So it right. can't waste charges. But in a combat situation, right?
That would suck, yeah.
Like you need to...
All right.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and roll your... It stops the bleeding. All right. But I'm sure you want the hit points, too.
Four. Plus, does it add the plus one, or is it just the four? Or just the...
Plus one. It is dark out now. You don't know how long you've slept in this alley.
It seemed like a good thing to do at the time, but maybe it wasn't.
You heard yelling and bells and all this other stuff, but nobody ever came down this alley. You look around, you see you're at kind of the end of a trash alley. That
gotcha.
This is not like used for transiting between buildings or anything like that. You're kind of a dead end alley kind of deal.
Frostmira is still with me?
She is not with you.
All right. So if I could stand, that's going to be job one, finding out like if Lady had my sword. So heading that way.
All right. You can hop on one foot. It's the middle of the night. It's dark out right now. You don't see the blaze going on anymore. And you hop over to where the house is a shell now. It looks like a bunch of firefighting teams have been working all night, throwing pails, and they got one of those trucks with the, you know, the big barrel on the back of it, or one of those wagons with the big barrel on the back of it and the water, and they've been fighting the fire as much as they could, but the house is gone. And you see a bunch of firefighters just kind of like, huh. That's a hell of a thing. Yeah, I haven't seen anything like that before. And they're all, like, standing around the house, like, looking at something.
I guess I'm looking for, like, Lady's body. That's...
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sir, are you okay? Somebody runs up to you.
No.
Here, come sit down. You look like hell.
I
He sits you on a cart. There's two bodies. Two covered bodies, I should say, in the cart that he sits you on.
Lift it up.
You see what looks like? One looks like a charred remains of a husk of something.
Is it gnome-sized?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured as much.
And the other is lady.
Where did you find her body?
They point like kind of like a 20 feet away in the mud. You all right?
Yeah, I need to...
Hey!
Get up.
You're Alistar.
Nope, wrong guy. I get up and...
Oh.
And I walk over to where they pointed at the body and kind of look around.
You don't see it.
Did you guys find a sword near her body?
There's one over here. They take you to where the house is.
Awesome.
You see where all the firemen were like, that's a hell of a thing. See, around the house, perfectly charred and everything's crushed. About in a 10-foot exact circle, the floor still remains polished and swept and everything else, and the sword is sitting on top of it where there's blood. Your blood is there, like where you fell.
Gotcha.
So the fire apparently burned in rage all around this.
She doesn't exactly like fire.
But you see her sitting there, wisps of flit kind of on. They're like, I'm not touching that.
I walk over to it and I pick
it up. Hey, that's one of the keeper's swords. He's not one of the keepers. He said he wasn't. Don't let him have it. Get him!
I pick it up and I apologize to her. I'm really sorry. I didn't obviously mean to drop you.
And then, you feel the connection come back. You feel the connection come back.
And then I, kind of mentally form a sheath on my side and put it up.
I thought you were dead for sure.
No, I think they wanted me alive. Or something.
As you're standing, I can almost picture this in my head clearly too. You're standing in this perfect circle, holding your blade, talking to her. Strom. Yuri. Bevmora.
Yes, I am back to me.
You're traveling into town exhausted. It's been a long day. You guys are getting back at what time in the morning would you be getting back at? It's like 2 in the morning when you were doing that shit. 3, 4, 5. Oh, it's super, like, the sun will be coming up about now. You roll back into town. You see like the fire wagons passing you guys. They look, the guys, all the boys look exhausted. It's crack of dawn.
I do search, look, before they take Lady's body away, I search for like keys or anything that might be useful in the future.
Well, she's got a little diary.
That might come in handy. I like to read things.
To my dear Strong.
Are you detecting magic on her? I would assume.
Yeah.
A magical dagger.
Right.
Magical arrows.
All right.
Magical boots. And
not really my style, I'm sure.
300 standards.
All right.
Ooh. And a magical little bottle of perfume.
She does have a bottle of perfume on her. It's not magical.
That was close.
Take that as well. But no keys. No map of guard locations.
No, of that.
That could be in her diary.
Hey, I just thought I'd ask.
Could be in her diary, though.
Your foot, you're limping everywhere.
Yeah. I'll sit down someplace and take a look at just.
You know,
how
if you actually
it
heal it too much, you might heal it into a limp forever.
Yeah, that's why I'm taking a look at it.
All right,
like
you've heard that. You don't have any healing really as a skill, right?
Yeah. I wanted to
stop
the bleeding.
That was a DM freebie right there.
Yeah.
Because I know that's not in the rules, but.
As the wagons are passing by, I was like, what happened?
Oh, one of the firemen. Oh, yeah, a manor burned down. Roarer, too.
A what, too?
A roarer. Like a roar of a fire, huh? You know, big fire.
Which manor?
The Dowine. He nods.
Was anyone
Devlin,
hurt?
The apothecary.
Yeah, was anyone hurt?
Yeah, we found two bodies unseen. One outside. Don't know what killed her. And then a gnome.
Okay.
We think Devlin's never really rarely home, so we think he just wasn't there. He's going to be pissed.
He should have been back. We need to find Strong, or, damn, I'm looking at him. I was about to say we need to find Strong. We need to find Alistair.
I want my bed right now.
Too heavy. I don't want to split the party.
Just, we're in town. Will you take your damn armor off now, please? Actually, truth be told, you probably would have taken that off a long time ago.
Had to get him here.
Yeah, so you do have the hatchet crew with you as well.
Okay.
And
that's the only reason he's being carried.
But they can help carry your stuff and help you along.
All right.
Miranda's like, shit. Whole place been done, huh?
Seems like something happened while we were gone.
Well, we got you here. When next you need our help, just let myself, second in command. That's Miranda, your queen, his queen, the hatch queen. I'll be here.
Gotcha. Let's just get somebody to get his horse and throw him on a horse and drag him along.
Well, you're not far from your apartment now.
All right. Well, we'll take you back to the apartment and lay you down and say, I'll need rest before I can help you, but just rest for now.
Would you say you entered the apartment, like, still covered in mud?
No. Actually, from the cart where I'm, like, talking to Lady, I'm going to ask Frostmire if she can talk to Yuri, like, through the connection she's made with him.
No. It's not how it works. I know you have a low opinion of me.
No.
Did not violate his trust.
Okay.
I can. Later. But we did not seek that opportunity.
Fair enough.
And he will have to hold me some. But never wield me, understand. There is a difference.
I think he wanted to look at your carvings and the make of you. Hmm. So, would you allow that?
Yes. But only ever a pure blood mage can hold me. Understand.
Alright.
So don't go dipping in another shit.
There go my rogue levels. I was gonna be a nutty rogue sorcerer thing.
Will not work for a spell sword or anything like that.
Yeah, gotcha.
Otherwise she'd be a very broken weapon.
She'd be awesome in the hands of I'm an arcanist.
Yeah, exactly. That's a broken weapon. Arcanist. So I did put it like you have to be a mage.
Gotcha.
Now, we do have barrels of water on the outside that we should be able to take lids off, wash up a little bit and stuff. Yeah. But
where would you have gone afterwards? Because this is hours later. You had the rest and all this stuff. I would assume you went home and locked the door.
Yeah. Does it feel that safe, though?
Alistair, what is your next move? Like, it's probably 4 or 5 in the morning at this point when the fire's out. You've just pulled her boots off and other things. She came in barefoot.
Does she have a sack on her? That would be convenient, too.
Oh, she's got little kitten socks.
She's got little kitten socks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give those to Beth Mora, too. She's barefoot.
That's fucked up.
They're kitten socks, man. Like, where do you find those? And she won't be needing them.
Not anymore.
I check her diary. Does it say, like, bury me with my boots on? I ripped that page out.
where are you going to go for safety?
Is there places where guards hang out?
Yeah.
Do I know where Edric lives?
You don't know where he lives, but you know his station, guard station. There's a major guard, sheriff department, and that's where he would probably be.
All right. So I go there and I ask where he lives because I doubt he's on duty at 5 in the morning.
I'm on the night shift too. I'm the hardest working dude in this.
You are. Like, when do you sleep?
Well, hey. He's the front clerk.
Why are you so alert?
He's stamping
when do you
stuff.
Sleep?
What's that, bro? I don't know if you've met our Lord and Savior Keanu Reeves, but he's amazing. And I am mirror him.
Through him, I am amazing.
So, therefore, I am fucking amazing. All right, you look like hell.
Yeah, so is it like a cabin or something that I can, walk walk into through a door?
Yeah, it's the ship. It's the a department has a regular door, and
yeah,
so you walk in. There's like a, it's like a stereotypical like small town. Like you walk in, and there's a, you know, the clerk in the front desk would have the night shift kind of deal, and then there's a jail in the back and other like admin kind of offices. It's that kind of building.
It's Mayberry.
It's actually kind of big.
It's Mayberry.
And he's just at the front desk night shift. You know, it's usually it's probably a skeleton crew here, and he's stamping shit as you walk in, as I said, and whoa, he's looking at you right now.
Yeah, I think I lost a considerable amount of blood.
You look pale, man.
He comes around and supports you, puts his shoulder under your armpit. I'll hold you up.
Can I sit down?
Yeah, sit down. Do you need anything? What happened?
Little Roche attacked me. Stabbed me in the foot. And then...
Oh, wow.
I think I killed my lady. That's a little fuzzy.
Oh, no. All right. Shit. Stay here.
He runs out. You see another guy run out. It's kind of fuzzy. Long story short, Devonta Gale's in your presence in the next 10 minutes. Let's get him to their place. And you're back there to your apartment. There's probably 6 or 7 guards. Devonta locks all the doors, closes all the blinds. What happened? Do you want to just blah, blah, blah?
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, yeah. Blah, blah. Anybody else see it?
The daughters and Deplin, who are in their custody.
Anybody that can...
vouch for it? Do you have to speak with Dead?
No. So they were home. Our reports say that they weren't. You
very
know,
much home.
I'm sorry, hold... You need some sleep. We'll get a clearer story in the morning. This ain't going anywhere. Get some rest. We'll protect you.
Like a healer who could look at my foot before I go to...
Unfortunately, Deacon Moss is the city's most... or the town's most accomplished healer, and he has been himself in the infirmary.
All right. I'll just sleep then.
And you rest. Okay. Now that we got that little business out of the way, you guys use your key to your apartment and enter. And at the front table in your kitchen are 3 guards playing cards.
Oh,
what are you doing here?
Hey,
Edric. What are you doing here, Edric?
Hold on.
He's taking all the money, putting it into a pouch.
I'll be here next week, boys.
Yeah, fuck you, Edric.
When does that guy sleep?
I'm pretty much the face of the guard. Like, if I'm going to be a guard, I want to be Edric, okay? Do you blame me? We brought in... it's hard to explain, but we brought in Alistair last night.
I always want to say Yuri, so that's why.
We brought in Alistair last night. Somebody cut his, like, the thing behind your ankle there.
And the Achilles?
Yeah, like the and we found him after a fire at the state. He was apparently there. And he's resting upstairs. He had quite a night.
Yeah, so did someone else. We're bringing him in.
Oh, you look like shit too.
I need to get him rested.
Okay.
Are you able to memorize that spell?
Yeah, I just have to rest.
All right. Give me 8 hours.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to.
Yeah, we don't exactly have a choice. You drained all the strength out of Strom.
I did.
I'll do is I'll just update Edric on what we did out at the thing with blah, blah, blah. And we'll bypass 8 hours. And
I'll
get
there's a lot going on, but you guys just rest. I think it would be more appropriate for...
You told Edric everything, pretty much, right? The blah-zitty blah?
I mean, the blah-zitty blah, but I did tell him that I killed Lady.
Okay.
So that's the difference.
I think Alistair should tell you the full story of what happened. That's you guys fine. Rest for now. We'll get you up soon. We're downstairs. We're on duty. Not going to gamble on watch.
Huh? I was about to say, just do me one favor.
Yeah.
Do better of guarding the front door.
All right.
Because we walked in.
You had a key.
That should have been the first thing. Who's coming in the door?
So, totally. I don't know if you've seen John Wick, but I was in it. And you killed a dog recently? You better not have.
Possibly. I don't know what that thing was.
All right. It's okay.
Eight hours. Alistair, some of your blood has returned.
All right.
And you feel a little better. Strom, you still feel like the poo-poo doo-doo.
Yep.
Your duty is to feel like doo-doo. And you have whatever spells you needed, Yuri.
Okay. I don't know how well it's going to help you. But all I have is Lesser Restoration.
What's it do?
Lesser Restoration dispels any magical effects, reducing one of the subject's ability scores or cures 1d4 points of temporary ability damage to one of the subject's ability score. It also eliminates any fatigue suffered from the character and improves an exhausted condition to fatigue.
Wait, I'm at 6. Read the first part again.
Wait, are these permanent ability drains?
Yeah, they are.
It does not restore permanent ability drain.
I think a restoration is just going to get rid of it entirely, like in one spell. Yeah, it has to be a restoration, and I think it'll fix it entirely.
The first one we hit was temporary. You could rest 24 hours to get your points back.
And that's
use a lesser.
That's what, like, restoration.
Hold on a second. Seems that way.
So I need an actual restoration potion.
Yeah, I think a restoration will, like, fix
it. And it'll do in one spell, too.
And Marty just screwed us for that because he burnt... No, he did not burn down the apothecary.
He didn't burn down the apothecary, but the guy who owns it is no longer there.
Well, then we'll get freebies.
We're just going to break into the apothecary.
And an IOU.
There is no potion of restoration.
Yeah, there should be.
Potion of lesser restoration.
I think you need a scroll of restoration.
All right. Let me get down to the scrolls. Scroll of 700 gold pieces.
All right.
For a restoration.
Or 700 standards for a scroll of restoration.
Okay.
And guess who's broke?
Yep.
So, yeah, we're stealing.
They don't have it at the apothecary.
Dang.
Yeah, it's a scroll. Like, we'd have to
go talk to Deacon Moss.
Deacon Mosque and the various like temples around here, and see.
You guys can buy it. I'm not gonna hamper any scrolls.
I don't think we have the money.
We don't have the money.
Well, you just got a bunch of nifty new shit, didn't you?
Look at Edric. Hey, can you put it on the guards tab?
In your bed. Plus one. I'll just give this to you. Plus one dagger.
All right.
Boots of Elvenkind.
I think that was it.
I had a.
You had a diary.
In a diary. I thought there was one other thing.
You had some kitty cat socks.
Those are the only two that said boots and knife?
Yeah, that was it. Really? I was expecting a ring, but there was no ring.
No, she didn't have a ring.
Arrows.
Arrows, yeah, that's right. You're all right.
Plus one.
Plus one arrows? How many?
The arrows? Plus two.
Plus two?
Yeah.
How many?
Whole quiver.
So 50 arrows plus two? That's got to be worth some money.
How much was her bow? Should have had one.
Got a masterwork boat.
All right. I guess we can go get it appraised and see how much we can get for it.
Plus one dagger, we can get 500 gold for.
Get plus one weapon, you'll get 1,000 gold for.
Oh, all it's right. 2,000. That's right.
We can, you know what? Since you guys can afford it, we'll worry about the minutia of like selling and what you guys want to do market-wise off air.
Let's just get Strom healed.
Strom, you're healed from your ability damage. So you guys all wake up around 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Guards are downstairs. Edric's wearing a little Kiss the Chef apron. He's made you guys some eggs and some bacon. Ooh. And you all wake up sleepy-eyed and groggy. And after he's seen you guys are okay.
We'll be in the wagon outside, all right, guys?
Yeah.
We'll be in a squad car outside.
It's a wagon painted blue and white out there with a star on the side. You see the horse has got like a little blue candle on his head.
Nothing to see here. Just keep going.
So we wake up and we start moving around. I go check on Alistair. Well, check on him. He's the same, but we'll get him straight. I go check on Alistair because I heard he was injured, and I just want to see what kind of injury he had, how bad.
Looks like somebody went straight through his boot and through his Achilles heel tendon back there behind your ankle there, and strung him down. And like, you can't walk and put any weight on there if that thing's gone. It looks like a very precision surgical hit. You probably didn't even feel the damn thing when it happened.
How are you
feeling?
Heel
check, actually. Because it is closed.
16.
Okay. Target was 15. You know, if you do your long heel, the 10-minute one, and move things appropriately with your thumb and put the tendon where it needs to be and all that, and you do a long heel, sure, he's going to feel it when it's cold outside, and you know, he might feel it the rest of his life a little bit, but it should not hamper his movement, even though it'll hurt.
I can heal this, but it's going to hurt.
It hurts.
But once
now,
but once I'm done, you'll be able to walk normal.
Right.
Might have aches and pains during the weather, but
Yuri, just give me the leather to bite down and do it.
But Mora, hold your hand.
And I have to recut it.
I'm right, strong, so you are not. And you pat your cheek.
I take it, I recut it, and I put it together, and I start healing.
Take it like a man.
What was that?
That was just a random fortitude to see how it goes.
She's holding her hand, she's like, "Ooh." And, what's your max healing? What'd you give him?
I've got cure moderate.
All right, cure moderate, whatever. So it's 2 times 8, 16.
That's 2 die 8.
Plus 4, so 20 hit points. No, you get
max. Yeah. It's the max. When
20 hit points, which I did 21 damage to your heal, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like that one little hit point of like in there is still like the little nagging
thing.
Well, no,
I'm full.
No. It's like, so it's 21 damage that went right to that area. I'm almost imagining in my head, like, he healed 20, so that one little hit point is what you feel the rest of your life.
Gotcha.
You know, just like, you know, it's a flavor thing. You know, it's never gonna, maybe you can blame it later if you have like a failed dexterity check or something. Gotcha. And, you know, just like, you know, I'm never gonna minus you for anything, but you can use it as like a story staple kind of thing.
Gotcha.
A little reminder.
Damn you,
of your
little roach! What happened?
LaRoche happened. And your father's alive. I was wrong. Well, no, I was right. But whoever brought us back to life brought him back to life. Oh, no. It's just really convoluted. I really want to... I want to go back to Kampa. Sleep.
Yuri's just like blinking in disbelief of like, wait, what? But he didn't say wait what, but he's blinking. Yeah. You know how people do that? They're taking in the information and they're processing it, and it looks like they're about to overload.
So LaRoche kidnapped him and his two daughters. I don't know why exactly. There's another player in this. And this whole thing is convoluted. We need to know more about... If we want to know why Tia died, we need to know more about Tia. And I don't know if we have time to worry about that.
What do you mean by Tia dying? Be more specific.
Okay, so there's a chosen of Yazard behind the murders that have transpired beforehand. And he was not the one who killed Tia.
What do you mean?
All right, the previous murders...
Jesus, he looks like hell. You're talking to him. You thought you looked bad. He looks like a...
were carried out in a fashion that was... I don't know how to describe it. They were torn apart and kept alive.
Strom just looks at you like, what?
How can that be?
Bevmore crosses the room and holds. Now Yuri's hand.
Okay? Yuri's like going, I'm like, this is happening. That's freaky, but this is happening.
Can
And this is realistically...
Can we stick to his papa for a minute?
He seems in good spirits, or did, until recent events.
Do you remember everything? What happened to us?
He didn't remember everything. He remembered some things. He remembered you. He didn't remember where the stone... And much like me, he felt like his memories were... The ones that he had were leading.
Did he have any answers for us?
No, not that he told me.
Then why is he here?
To aid us. He was left instructions.
Son of a bitch.
We must save him.
Did we leave a piece of paper behind we didn't pay attention to? Oh, God.
She's like,
well, what if we all... I'm thinking about leave a piece of paper behind. I just realized the book was in the mansion. It's not like I picked it up to carry, you know, to use it as a shield. Correct. That would have been a smart idea. Just put it down by my foot. Ha ha! Saw that coming, sucker. Yeah,
While she's holding Yuri's hand, he drops to his knees and he's like got tears running down his face. He's alive.
You were so close.
They're gonna pay.
You said LaRoche did this.
Yeah.
How are you not dead? Sorry, but...
He didn't want me dead.
You, LaRoche, kind of... Sorry.
No. I think he preferred to make me suffer a little bit.
Then how did you get away?
He had Lady carry me. And, she died.
What do you mean?
She's dead. But she left you some wonderful boots. Ooh. And very nice socks.
Oh, kittens.
I cleaned them.
How did Lady die?
I'm not sure. I was... Okay, I'm sure, but I promised I wouldn't tell anybody.
You can tell us. That don't count.
Remember, we may not
live
through this.
I don't know if these rooms have ears or not.
No. Somebody helped you.
Somebody helped me. Who wishes to remain anonymous?
Okay. That's fair. What is our next move?
We get with everybody like we normally would, and we start this encroachment on the manor.
We need to see if we can talk with Garn Redding, for one. If he can corroborate... the theft of the various things and their delivery to Carver, then we have some legal basis to seize his property and all that. He's working with bandits.
So we head to the town council again.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we need to talk to Garn Yearning, and we need to speak with Dead to talk to Lady. She can corroborate that they attacked me.
With Lady?
But you said you saw LaRoche.
I'm one person. While my word might hold some weight, LaRoche's does as well.
And you have a dead my lady. That's two instances of the Silvermen being involved in this situation.
Let's go to the town council.
All right.
Out the window, view goes and up into the sky a little bit, and we pan across the treetops. They're passing at like an incredible speed till you start seeing the wood get darker and older and then more mountainous until we get to a very scary looking keep slash manor on a cliffside. I even do the old lightning strike of Evil Castle, and we... Our view continues in through a window as we see LaRoche writing on a desk. He's quick with a pen writing something down, and the door kind of busts open, and he just looks exasperated.
What is it, Knuckles?
We found my lady.
She didn't kill him, did she? Playing with her toys again.
He goes back to writing.
So you haven't heard.
Heard what?
She's dead.
He stops writing.
Dead?
Yes. They think the keepers killed her.
And you see emotion run across, actual emotion run across his dark features. And the quill snaps. And ink just start dripping down the page, and it starts dripping like blood off the desk. As the look of vengeance is in his eyes. And we'll see you next time.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I don't like
it. Okay, all that.